It's 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific.
To give up our own oil and gas and buy the energy that we need from countries that hate us. So those countries that hate us will have more money to buy weapons to try to kill us.
Coast to coast and around the world from the America Out Loud Talk Radio studios.
Now, I realize you can't fix stupid, but you can vote it out.
It's time for Truth Be Told with Booker Scott.
There is no denying Americans have left God. The numbers are real and the numbers are clear. And as we see a culture today that encourages sex changes among children, protects the rights of children to have access to pornography in school libraries, I wonder, and the question comes to my mind, has God left Americans? Have we allowed the idols of the day destroy our favored relationship with the Almighty, the Creator? Or do we believe there ever was a favored relationship? Find me a historian alive today, or in the past for that matter, that doesn't believe America's founding principles are not based in Judeo-Christian principles, and I'll show you a quack historian that's trying to bend a narrative to their own favored beliefs. I'm Booker Scott, and this is The Truth Be Told on America Out Loud Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us here on this Wednesday night, which, by the way, has become my favorite night of the week for the show because we get to hear from you, the American people. We hear the feelings, emotions, and opinions in this free marketplace of ideas as we go live into an X space to get the pulse of the people. It's a town hall. This hour is brought to you by GoldCo. Just go to BookerLikesGold.com to find out more about purchasing gold and silver to secure your savings and possibly get up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Check it out at BookerLikesGold.com. I really don't want to get into the weeds in this conversation. Let's keep it at 30,000 feet. I don't want the bigger conversation to be about religion or one's beliefs. Although as we get into this holiday weekend, Easter is coming up, my family always enjoys to see me arrive. Politics and religion is all I talk about. And really, I believe that there's probably nothing more important in our life than either one of those things. But it's interesting, no one ever wants to talk about those things. I fervently believe America gives all people the freedom to believe what and who they want to believe in, or even if they don't want to believe in something. A couple of years ago, I put out a series of social media posts, and the essence of them was, my ideology demands I defend with my life their ideology, while their ideology demands they destroy my ideology. With my life, I defend their rights to not believe in a God or higher power, yet the left tramples on my rights. They destroy statues and try to rewrite history. Through DEI and CRT, they now teach that a color of a skin is all that matters, not the content of a person's character. As I was thinking about this subject, I came across an old post I made in July of 2021, when a lot of the statues were being torn down across the country. You remember that. They were doing this in an effort to erase American history. Whether it was good history or bad history, they were just wanting to get rid of all of it. Well, I'm now 58 years old. I would have been 56 when I said this. My entire life has been guided by MLK's principles. Judge someone by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. The left tore down statues and erased history that contradicts with their current beliefs. With CRT and DEI, it can only be a matter of time before MLK's statues and history will have to be erased. And this is absurd thinking. I don't have illusions that the Founding Fathers were faithful servants of God. History would suggest different. In fact, if you look at Thomas Jefferson, you look at John Adams, George Washington, Ben Franklin, they were all deists, which means they believed in God as reason, but not as a revelation or a specific religion. Even with that said, the Constitution that those men helped craft had these words in it. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. So, certainly, the founders had God or a higher power in mind at the creation of the founding document that sent this nation on its journey. In fact, America's judicial system is based on Old Testament books, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the Torah. Their laws were basically divided into three: those dealing with man in relation to man in relation to the state, and man in relation to God. We certainly question America's judiciary when considering the prosecutions of Donald Trump all over the country that's happening right now. It's in the news just this week. It's in the news every week. Or the J6 defendants, you can't forget about them. And the unequal justice, they're still locked up in the D.C. gulag. But back on track. Evidence suggests for the last 40 years, church attendance in America has fallen drastically. And I don't want to make this conversation about church either. But don't you think there's a correlation to the fall of morality, of self and mutual respect through those years as well? My question for you, for this pulse of the people inside this X space, is America morally bankrupt? And if you believe it is, can she get righted? If you believe there is still mutual respect and morality in America, where do you see it? Do you believe there's hope for unity still? Or is it just time to imagine how God-fearing people live, work, and survive in a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah? Also, I want to open up the discussion on Donald Trump's court cases some, and Marjorie Taylor Greene's expulsion and vacating the chair spree over the weekend. Trump's Truth Social went public Tuesday, and it was a huge windfall to help with his dwindling funds that the lawfare has successfully drained from his accounts. Trump is down to less than $50 million, while Joe Biden has over $150 million in either one of their campaigns. Many are making a big deal about the slim majority in the House of Representatives that the Republicans have, and some are creating fear the Republicans could lose control of the House before summer. Just some truth here for you. Some clarification. There are three special elections coming in May and June. One of those will be won by a Democrat, and the other two, they're going to be won by Republicans. Both of those races are in districts that are plus 25% Republican. So the doomsdayers may be selling you something there that's really not for sale. It's time for the Pulse of the People, our town hall here on The Truth Be Told. If you're listening on America Out Loud Talk Radio, you'll hear me call some strange names over the next half hour. And these names are the handles of the people that's what they go by on social media. And it's all that I'm able to see. So when you hear strange names, that is what's going on. So what do you think? What do you think, America? Is America a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah? Can she be saved? And what about Donald Trump's court cases and expelling Congressman Mike Gallagher and vacating the chair of Mike Johnson? Let's start this space out with going with Doreen. Doreen, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Booker. I would like to address the thing about religion. I teach in a public school, and we have the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, and we have a moment of silence. And I often would have students start to talk during that moment of silence. And I would say to them, hey, listen, during that moment of silence, I really need that moment of silence. And somebody asked me, well, why? And I said, well, that moment of silence is for anyone who has faith and wishes to say a prayer, to have that moment to be able to do that. And it was amazing. These are eighth grade students. And they were like, oh, I didn't know that's what that was for. And then we had a conversation about religion. It was amazing. Some of these students that I would have never dreamed in a million years had any ideas about faith and God said, oh, well, I pray every day. I pray at night. I go to church on Sunday. But their behaviors and their actions at school don't portray the fact that they have some type of religious upbringing. which I find kind of amazing. So I don't think all hope is lost in the fact that there is still religion and faith, even in young people. It's just that society and our societal norms and our culture has drifted so far away that they, in public, they display one way, but maybe in their hearts and minds, they still do feel another way, believe in faith in God. So I believe all hope is not lost.
That is good to hear from a school teacher, Doreen. And where do you think the disconnect comes from? You say that a lot of these kids, they do pray and they do go to church, but publicly they're not displaying that life. Where do you think that disconnect comes from?
Well, truthfully, I really think, again, it's cultural. It's not, quote, cool to, be religious in public. It's not cool to display your faith in God. And I just really think it's a cultural thing, which we know our culture has gone downhill dreadfully. But I was amazed during that conversation, the number of kids who said, I pray, I believe in God. And their actions and behaviors, though, do not display that in the public school setting.
Yeah, maybe it's peer pressure. Maybe it's peer pressure the other way to act a certain way according to what they believe culture wants to see them act like. Maybe that's it. Let's go to Rose. Rose, go ahead.
Hi there. I've been noticing it a lot lately throughout the years, the breakdown, and it seems purposefully done by, the media or what have you, but to break down religions and to break down lots of times the ones that they perceive as possibly being powerful in order to divide us. And as a Catholic, I'll say that I feel that lots of times it's being done to Catholics almost to separate them from Christians. And as a Catholic, we're Christians. But it's a good way to break it down because we've had incidents of the priests, and that's always brought up. No matter what you say, you're a Catholic, that's brought up. The Pope, who to make you feel ashamed of your religion and who you are in a lot of sense, but I view it as differently. The leaders don't represent my Catholic religion. But that's being done. The whole thing up between the Judeo-Christian society, we're almost to feel embarrassed that that's who we represent because then we're not being all-inclusive to everybody else. But it's meant to slowly break down the fiber of who we are so that therefore they could build the fiber that they want.
And good points, Rose. Thank you very much. I had on the show a few weeks ago a gentleman by the name of Aaron Wren. He wrote the book Living in the Negative World. And the book, his research shows that from 1964 to 1994, America was a positive Christian country, meaning most people went to church and it was seen as a good thing if you went to church. And then from 94 to 2014, it was considered neutral, where no one really cared. It didn't matter. It wasn't a bad thing or a good thing. Everybody just went along with the flow. And then post-2014, it appears that, to your point, Rose, that Christians are being chastised by some of society. And I think you may be right. It's a way to divide us even further. Not only are they dividing us by race and gender, but also by religions and beliefs. As I said at the opening of this hour, I don't care what you believe in. You have the right to believe what you want to believe in America, and I'll defend that right for you to believe it. But when you cross over the line into my beliefs and my ideology, then there's a problem we're starting to get into, and that's, I think, what we're seeing in society in a lot of ways. Let's go to Chris. Chris, in my home state of Tennessee, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Booker. I just wanted to say that I was raised Christian, and I remained Christian, and my Christian is all-inclusive to everyone, and I don't think God's really turned his back on us. I think it's the other way around. Maybe we turned our back on him, and I'm so glad a school teacher spoke.
it was nice to hear a school teacher mention a moment of silence in the Pledge of Allegiance. I know so many of us believe that the Pledge of Allegiance isn't in the school anymore. You know, I'm old enough to remember in fifth grade, we actually read scripture and we also said a prayer. We had a moment of silence and we had a devotion in a public school. That was in a public school in the 70s. And my, how things have changed through the years. And honestly, I don't know that that's a good thing. You know, that's a whole other show we could get into sometime, because I think there should be really strong separation of church and state. I happen to be a Christian, but I also want the Christian faith to be preserved, and you really need separation of church and state to preserve Christianity in the future. Well, you know, we have skyrocketing inflation. We're living with it. 20% inflation over the last 3 years. We have $35 trillion in debt. We have now, what, another $4.7 trillion in proposed new taxes? Well, Biden and his hitch, man, they're not stopping. They're hiring thousands of new gun-carrying IRS agents to come get your money. Things could get a lot worse for you and your family if you're not protected, and that's why I partnered with top-rated precious metals company Goldco. Goldco is a six-time Inc. 5000 winner, 2022 Company of the Year, and they've helped people like you and me place over $2 billion in gold and silver. I am a customer. I'm a customer of Goldco, and right now they're offering you, my listeners, up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last, so don't pass it up. Go to BookerLikesGold.com now. This is your opportunity to protect you from out-of-control corrupt government before it's too late. So don't wait a second longer. Take action today. Go to BookerLikesGold.com.
If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell. I bleed red, white, and blue in my ways you just can't change. Wrong or right, I give my life for this place called USA.
More Truth Be Told with Booker Scott in a minute on America Out Loud.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutLoud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutLoud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX. Because it works.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. you would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Every afternoon at 3 o'clock, you can hear attorney Tom Renz right here on America Out Loud Talk Radio. He is followed by The Constitution Study with Paul Engle. That is a great show. Make sure you're tuned in for that. Every afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern on America Out Loud Talk Radio. My name is Booker Scott, and this is The Truth Be Told. Thank you so much for joining us on a Wednesday night, which happens to be my favorite night of the week now on this show because we get to hear from the American people. And you'll hear me call people by weird names, and don't worry about it. They're not offended by it. That's actually what they want to be called. We're going to go to his name. Actually, he says Sofa King, but I know him better than that. His name is Wibb, and he's in Texas. Wibb, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Hi, Booker. So my understanding is that, yes, we have definitely diverged from the Bible. And the thing that I don't understand is because my family diverged from the Bible long ago, in 1928. But just because you diverged from the Bible, I don't understand why people have separated themselves so much from where they are, you know, morally speaking. Where they're just, it's literally Sodom and Gomorrah now in realm of if you're not a Christian, then you're having sex change operations. And I don't understand that. Sure, that might not be your cup of soup, but why do you have to make your entire life so diametrically opposed to the morals that are taught in the Bible? That's something that I don't
get that either, Wibb. And I think that was sort of the bigger question here in this hour is morally, and even a little bit easier than that, just the ability to self-respect one another and respect each other's opinions and beliefs. It seems like that has gone away from the fabric of America, and that's a scary part. And I ask the question also, can we get it back? Is there opportunity to get America back somewhere close to where it was, or has it gone so far that it is gone? What do you think about that?
I don't believe anything is ever gone. Again, I'm not a huge believer in the Bible, but I do believe that everybody is worthy of redemption. People can redeem themselves. So I don't write anybody off. And I believe that people have the opportunity to come back and course correct. But it's up to them. It is truly up to them to course correct and stop behaving the way they are.
Well, how do people stop behaving the way they are if they have no compass?
A lot of it is social reinforcement. There is a lot of people that are, you know, a lot of the behavior that you're seeing is being reinforced with likes and clicks on social media. And, you know, if people stop doing that, if people just stop paying attention to these ridiculous, just yesterday I saw a post of somebody that put a huge, like, 2-inch hole in the side of their face into their mouth so you can see their teeth. And it's, how do you even drink?
Well, I bet that went viral, didn't it? That's what they wanted. They wanted a bunch of likes. So they have a hole in the side of their mouth, but they got some likes out of it. That's awesome. That's where we are in America in 2024. That's where we are in the world. Congratulations. You have a hole in the side of your mouth, but you got 20,000 likes. Good job. Let's go back to the state of Tennessee. Let's go to Chris. Chris, go ahead.
Every day, and there's something big in the news. Every single day. And it seems like our government is going after its own people. And so it's kind of hard to have faith in this world and what's going on and keep your faith at home. And like I said, every day it gets worse and worse. Every day there's something new, some news break, something's happening somewhere. And I don't think any normal person could withstand what Donald Trump has. But he is surviving, and that may very well help our country. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And let's go to Patriot in Michigan. Patriot, go ahead.
Thank you, Booker. You know, I just listening to some of those things, and you know, everybody's wondering what's going on, what's the pulse of people. And for me personally, what I've learned in the last few years, and especially these last 6 months with my household going through what it's going through, you got to be nice to everybody. And I try wherever I go. And my example for this weekend, I go to Costco's every weekend. And going in there, I grab my cart out of the corral, and there's none left in the shop inside that area. And as I'm walking in, there's a lady with her baby. She says, "Oh, no carts." I go, "Here you go." She goes, "You sure?" I go, "Absolutely. I'll walk out and get me another one." I did it 2 times in a row, as a matter of fact. It was kind of funny. But when I went through the store, the little girl's waving at me and smiling. The mom said hi to me. And I think if we put a smile on your face and you put a smile to everybody else, you can start by doing that. And if I look in this room, I see, I don't know, we see 10, 15, 20 people. If we did that to 5, 6 people a day, can you imagine the impact? I still believe our moral compass is there. And me, I have God and family tattooed on my arm to remind me every day what it's really truly about, what this world really, really needs. And I still think there's greatness in this world, and I'm going to keep believing that.
So spread the love is Patriot's message. And I agree with that. Wouldn't that be awesome if everybody could just spread the love instead of the hate? But it's got to start somewhere, and it really should start with each one of us. Take personal responsibility. You know, that Constitution, it doesn't work without us taking personal responsibility. It's useless. So that's a great point, Patriot. Let's go to North Carolina, Margo. Margo's a friend and very active in political things. And Margo, great to have you. Welcome.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, Booker. You know, I'm just looking forward to the November election and trying to get all this behind us and build our country back, put our children on the right path to love America, to learn to study math, science, and reading, and getting back to what we once were. I may be nostalgic because tomorrow is my birthday, and this is going to air on my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. But the truth of it is, we know what America stands for. We know what America's made of. And what we've seen in the last 4 years does not represent our country. It doesn't represent it internally or to the world. And we deserve to have the country that we pay taxes to live in, to have the freedom that we grew up with, to have our children and our grandchildren have those freedoms, and to work toward a better America. And that's really how I feel, Booker.
Well, thank you, Margo. And I know you're involved with, Mark Robinson in North Carolina. How is he looking? He's going to win and be the governor?
Well, that's what we're working toward. We're working toward a win. He's absolutely sitting on the margin to win. He's, you know, being smeared every day. And I would ask anyone listening to this, because I work for the Mark Robinson campaign, not as a paid employee, but as a volunteer. You know, we're in a money game right now. That's really where we're at. The opponent, Josh Stein, who's being backed by Joe Biden and ironically is in Raleigh speaking with him today, has about $35 million in his bank to spend on this election, while I think Mark Robinson has $4 million. And, you know, he's being smeared daily by the news at every level from across the nation because he stands up for America and tells the truth. And people, it's so bizarre to me to see people not want to hear the truth. They would prefer to live in a lie. I cannot do that. The country should not do that. And we should support patriots like Mark Robinson, who refuses to do that.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I really thought that he would be a good pick for Donald Trump to be a vice president. I like Tim Scott for that as well. Mark Robinson's a great guy. Hopefully he wins. You brought up the money for the Democrats. I'm kind of getting off the subject a little bit, but maybe it's worth bringing up. There are huge Senate races coming up in 24 in November. There are 23 Democrats defending their seats, only 10 Republicans. There's a huge opportunity there. And if Donald Trump wins, he needs to have 54, 55 senators in the Republic, in the U.S. House, in the U.S. Senate. The reason why is he needs to get the right people confirmed. And if he's sitting at 51, 52 Republicans, he will never get a guy like Mike Davis to be confirmed as the Attorney General. You got Romney, you got Susan Collins, you have Murkowski, who just came out this week that says she will not endorse or support Donald Trump. So you know those three are going to vote against whoever Donald Trump puts up if they happen to be someone that wants to drain the swamp. So that's why those Senate races are so important. And I just saw this week that Schumer has $250 million to spend on those races for the Democrats. So I kind of got off the subject there a little bit, but let's see if we can get it back on. Let's go to Gypsy in Louisiana. Gypsy, go ahead.
Good evening. You know, is America morally bankrupt? Yes, it is. We have the moral decay of our society. It's evident. You're blind not to see it. You have strategic resignations in our Congress right now. You have the DEI, the indoctrination. You have the trans agenda, the illegals being handed guns. We are taxed like crazy. And we're securing borders, but we won't secure our own. So you had asked the question, how do we, the people, stop behaving the way that we do if we don't have a compass? We are morally bankrupt at this point. They are indoctrinating our children. If we do not yank back the reins from this, then I don't see any hope. You know, Christianity or not, this is something that we as a nation, we really have to sit back and think what we are doing right now, because our next steps are very dire.
What would you say to the people on the left that think completely different than you? And let me ask you this question, Gypsy. I'll take that one away from you, and I'll ask you this one. This is one I love to ask. Have you ever seen a drag queen story time in an assisted living or nursing home? And if not, why are they only in kindergarten?
Well, first of all, I don't think that the older generation would ever tolerate such a travesty, because truly it's child abuse. And I think that these younger generations have been indoctrinated through their, you know, social media, propaganda, the DEI, the indoctrination, the generational, you know, degradation of our country. I think it boils down to that. They wouldn't put up with it. But these new moms, you know, it's trendy to have a trans kid. It's like having a puppy in a purse.
You're right. I have noticed that before. They're very proud of it, and they put it on social media. And it, to me, it's bizarre, and I know it's probably very bizarre to you. How I saw this, maybe you guys saw this. I saw a mom that had four kids, and all four of them are trans. That is mathematically impossible. That cannot happen. The odds of that happening, it's impossible. So it's obvious what is happening there. The parents are indoctrinating them. And I think you're right. It is like the puppy in the purse, like Paris Hilton used to do. Let's go to the state of New York. We have not been there. Let's go to Laura. Laura, go ahead.
Thank you, Booker. Good afternoon, everybody. I've had a little bit of a rough day, especially with the bridge collapse. My husband is in the business of demolishing bridges and reconstructing them. He is not unionized. He works for a private company here in the state of New York and also up in Vermont. My prayers and obviously devastation that I feel in my heart today goes out to those construction workers that are assumably gone. So I'm having a hard time with that today. And my heart is there right now.
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking the mic. But you want to keep going or you want to stop there? You can stop if you want.
I think I just have one more thing to say, and I would like to thank the school teacher for speaking out. As far as my experience right now is, I am a nanny to a 6-year-old. Her mother is a Wiccan, as is her grandmother on her maternal side, and her father is an atheist. And I take care of this child, and I spend more time with her unequivocally, more than her parents do. And I have been trying to put some morals and not influence her as, I have to watch my boundaries with that, because I was raised Catholic. And so I'm trying to teach her in a way that is, watching those boundaries. But when I was driving her to dance class today, she just said to me, "Laura, I wish I had angel's wings." And I said, "Why is that?" And she said, "That way you and I could fly everywhere together." And, the tears just started rolling down my face. And I said, "Well, that would be pretty neat, wouldn't it?" I was like, "It would take a lot less time to get you to dance class, wouldn't it?" And so there we are. And that's all I have to share today. Thank you, Booker.
Thank you, Laura. I appreciate it. We have more of this conversation coming up. Donald Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Nobody wants to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I understand. I asked a question over the weekend on social media. I asked, is there anyone that Marjorie Taylor Greene has not tried to impeach or vacate their chair? And I found out real quick, the people that are loyal to Marjorie Taylor Greene no longer like me. They're very protective of her. But it was just a question. It wasn't a statement of fact, or it wasn't even an opinion. It was just a question. We got more of this conversation coming up next on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Fiction becomes a religion. Places where nothing is clear. Sanity and reason just disappear.
Chairman, there are multiple members that could yield you time. I would ask that you...
I will have you physically removed from this meeting if you don't stop.
More truth in minutes on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides. with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel and be our very best. Our customers will tell you how our products have made a difference for them, from improving immune health, regulating hormone balance, supporting gut health, to soothing the skin, even reducing the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, and cellulite, and providing targeted support for mind, mood, energy, and even our body's own production of collagen. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in becoming your best self and fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
In 2008, people could spend an average of 12 seconds on a task without becoming distracted. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds. The digital age is narrowing our attention span. Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus, concentrate longer, and strengthen recall. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top, shoot it down. Thousands of 5-star reviews proves it works. Supercharge your brain and see the difference. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Tonight at 7, it is Unleash the Political News Hour, followed by the National Security Hour. And then at 9 o'clock, every Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, it's After Dark with Robin Andrew. Make sure you tune in for that. I'm Booker Scott. This is The Truth Be Told. We are in the middle of an X space, and we're having a conversation about, well, God and country. We're having a conversation about Donald Trump and court cases, and we're trying to have a conversation about Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to impeach and vacate everybody's chair. I think I mentioned this to someone. I think if she had her way, it would be Queen Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she would be the only one sitting there. And I know I'm going to get emails now. It was a joke. I'm not serious about that. Let's go back to Wib in Texas. Wib, go ahead.
Hey, Booker. I don't have anything good or bad to say about Marjorie Taylor Greene being a Texas resident. However, it really seems like everything she does, all the impeachment paperwork that she does, it's all for show. It's all for clicks here on X or, you know, what have you. It's just to grab headlines. And just the whole vacate filing that she did, she did the filing, but then she didn't take it the next step to make him actually vacate. And they really, and Republicans as a whole, really need to take a look at what's going on in Congress. We are losing our majority, and we have these cherry-picked rhinos, if you will, that are strategically resigning. Gallagher was the latest, who is choosing to resign after the date so that a special election can occur, thereby preventing his constituents from having any representation into election day. And the thing that really ticks me off is in sports, it's illegal to shave points. But in politics, where you are talking about leading the free, the largest country in the world, the most powerful country in the world, you can point shave all you want, and it's not illegal. And that's not all right with me.
Yeah, I don't think the Republicans are going to lose their control. I mentioned this earlier, I believe. You're at 217 Republicans, 213 Democrats. You have one independent. There are three races, special elections coming up May and June. Two of those are solid Republicans. So you're going to end up at 218, 214. And I don't think that's going to happen. The other one that just recently resigned was Ken Buck of Colorado. Let's go back to North Carolina and Margo. Margo, go ahead.
Okay, you probably aren't going to like my opinion, but I love Marjorie Taylor Greene because she's an Appalachian like me, and we fight from our heart, and I look at her voting record, not her mouth, because her voting record stands for the American people. Does she do some crazy things? Yes, she does. Do they get attention? Absolutely. Does that get her money? Absolutely sure. I'm sure it does. But my thing about Marjorie Taylor Greene is that she votes appropriately, and the reason why she did not bring the bill to the floor or the act to the floor to remove Speaker Johnson is because via protocol, the floor has to be open for her to do that. And that was not in the decorum that was taking place at the time. But she made the threat, which every one of us wanted to make, because he was not doing what the American people wanted. Yes, she talks a lot. Yes, she speaks a lot of rhetoric. But you know what? She votes for the people.
Well, I don't hate opinions, Margo, even that one. And it's not that I have a dislike for Marjorie Taylor Greene. It just seems like there is a lot of theater involved and not much is getting done. And that's the frustrating part. That's the frustrating part for all of us, whether you're listening right now on America Out Loud Talk Radio or if you happen to be in this space in X. We want more done. You know, we have $35 trillion in debt. And when you look at the Congress, this 118th Congress that the Republicans got control of in the 22 midterm, I don't know. I didn't have incredible expectations. But if you had told me back in November of 22 that by this point in 2024, the only accomplishment of the 118th Republican House of Representatives would have been raising the debt ceiling $3 trillion in 2 years, I would have said you were crazy. But that's what we have. That's what they have accomplished on paper. That's the only thing they've done. And now they have more continuing resolutions, which again continues to spend $6 trillion a year. And this should have been done in September of last year. These appropriations should have been done then. They were not. Now, Kevin McCarthy at the time, he could put the blame on Schumer for not voting on appropriations. They didn't have appropriations to vote on, not all of them. So if I were him back then, I would have been buttoned up. Everything would have been at the Senate. Then politically, I could blame the Senate. But they left themselves in a position where they are blamed for so much of it. And rightfully so, I would say. Let's go to Robin. Robin, go ahead.
Hey, Booker, I have to back MTG. I guess I know people don't care to back her because of the Kevin McCarthy thing, but you have to go by her grading score, and her grading score is an A. She does back the American people. I was going to say that, too. She's America First patriot, so we have to back her there. I know the Kevin McCarthy thing kind of brought people down, but you have to figure when they all get in with their little parties and the things they do, they're gonna be bought off in there. But she still stands strong with the American people, just like Lauren got bought off in there too as well. But she came back and she still votes America First as well. So you gotta watch how they vote. And you got to keep up with how they're graded. And that's how we have to vote these people in and vote them out. You got to go with their grade scores.
I don't disagree with that, Robin, but let me ask you the question that I asked Matt Palumbo, who is the Dan Bongino Report's content director and author. He comes on this show every Monday night, and I call it Mondays with Matt because I'm real creative like that, but I always enjoy the conversation. And I asked him the question about Marjorie Taylor Greene that I'm going to ask you, and that is, yes, grading the way she votes has been good. Is there a point that this political theater actually hurts other people in other races? She's solid where she is. I already talked about it. She's in a place where 75% of the people will vote for Donald Trump. And so she's solid. She's going to get reelected, and the people in her district love it. But if you're in a district that's 2, 3, 4, 5 points, do the Democrats start to use this theater as, hey, look at what the way the Republicans govern. They can't govern. Look at what they're doing. Does it become a detriment? Do you think that's possible?
I don't know. I'm not the person to ask about that.
Okay, well, I'll let you off the hook then. I will let you off the hook on that one. Thank you, Robin. I appreciate you coming and speaking as always.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Ultra in Florida. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to beat the subject of Marjorie Taylor Greene to death, because I know there are her voting record does stand up by itself, but I just feel like she's a lot like the rest of the Republican Party. Maybe I'm just burnt. I'm with you, Booker. I want to see something done. Why hasn't Joe Biden been impeached? Why is he still in there? He has done, I mean, you want to talk about a disaster. The man is literally a disaster. Let's just start here with Afghanistan. My goodness, and it's all downhill. Day one, him and his EOs or whatever you call them, and he shut down the pipeline. I mean, it's just, you know, why do they allow him to stay in there? That's where I'm just so frustrated.
Let's go down to Joe. Joe, go ahead.
Thank you, Booker, for letting me speak. In fact, I wasn't going to speak, but Ultra kind of drove me to it, what she said. I kind of feel the same way about the Republican Party. I've been conservative my whole life. Enumerated rights are big for me. But what I see out of the Republican Party, honestly, is theater. It's all theater. We talk about the Joe Biden thing. Well, you can't indict a sitting president that has to be impeached, but they don't want to go the impeachment route. We just want to have hearings and talk about the investigation as to whether or not he was lucid or not during the investigation. If you actually read the report, her report, that's not what the guy said. The guy said, and eventually when I can prosecute him, if I have to prosecute him, he ain't going to get no better. He's bad now, he'll be bad then. But that's what I would like to see out of the Republican Party. Let's get down to some brass tacks. Let's talk about budgets. Let's talk about our spending. We're $33-some-odd trillion in debt. I can't even keep up with that. None of that's doing the American people any good. The political theater and the sound bites, and I kind of feel the way about Green. She won't pass up a microphone. She's good for a sound bite. But I would like to see the Republican Party get down to brass tacks, because we're playing the same game Democrats do, which is just political theater. I can go and watch a movie to get that, but it's not going to affect my life, or it's going to affect my life about the same. And that's where I land.
I agree with you, Joe. It's been very frustrating. The most frustrating part to me about the Republicans has been doing nothing about Mayorkas for over a year. And of course, when they did impeach him, I said that this is going to die in the Senate. And have you heard anything about it since it went over there? I don't think you have, because you're not going to. He is not going to be removed. He will stay as the DHS secretary. And if they did replace him, you know, they're going to bring in someone worse. That's my opinion on that. But I don't think you're going to see anything happen with Mayorkas. If they did impeach Biden, he wouldn't be removed. They don't have enough votes in the Senate. So at this point, why even go through the process? Is it important? Maybe, maybe. But we know the truth. We've seen the truth. And it hasn't really made much of a difference, has it? And so I think it's time for conservatives and Republicans to start drawing together under a big tent of the things that are important to us going forward. You know, what is that? Safety and security. It means a sovereign nation. It means a border that's secure to our south and to the north, by the way, because they're coming in the north. I think it means school choice. We want the best for our kids in the future. And every parent in America should have the right to give their child the best education possible. So school choice should be another thing that we can all agree on as conservatives. Even though we disagree on Marjorie Taylor Greene or we disagree on impeachment, there are things that we need to agree on as we get closer to this 24 election. So let's start thinking about that. Let's think about the economy. Look at Donald Trump's economy compared to Joe Biden's economy. Compare and contrast. Make the difference for people. Show them the difference. Because impeachments aren't working. The other things that the Republicans in the House and the Senate are doing, they're not working. It's time to move forward, America. It's time to come together in unity to win an election, probably the most important election in our lives. And as we head into this holy weekend of Easter, as a Christian, there is no more important time to reflect on the greatest sacrifice than Good Friday and Easter Sunday. As we look at this great nation's foundation buckling under the pressure of social anarchists, trying to erase the memory, the history, the higher power of its origin, I can say I won't give up. I won't stop believing in hope and dream of this great experiment that started almost 250 years ago. I'm Booker Scott. About 2,000 years ago, you were told that you are the salt of the earth, and salt without flavor is useless. It has no use. So whatever you do, keep being salty. Unleash the Political News Hour is coming up next. Have yourself a great night.
There is only one truth. You've been listening to The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott on America Out Loud.